Good morning, good day, good evening. This is DJ Spazza on Radio Sport at radiosport.online on 4th of May 2021. This is Daily Sports News. Chumba Wamba, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. This could be said about Zaksak and Jerzy Koźle, who were down, who had a really tough draw in the Champions League for the volleyball, European Volleyball Champions League, but managed to be the champions. They beat Trentino Volley on Saturday, and this has been a really great weekend for Polish volleyball. It was the first time, really, for ages that a Polish team managed to get this Champions League crown. It was elusive for a long time, but it was an unlikely hero of Zaksa. They had, as I mentioned, a really tough draw. They drew Zenit Kazan in semi-final. They were being led by Zenit Latin 2-0, and then they came back, beat them 3-2. Then Zenit came over to Kędzierzyn and Koźle and beat them 3-2. So golden set was required, but in that set a really tough matchup, but were successful. This golden set was successful for Zaksa Kędzierzyn and Koźle. Similarly, they drew in the quarterfinal Civita Lube. Again, they were not favorites. They beat them them away, three sets to one, only to be beaten at home, three sets to nil, and Golden State again in the quarterfinal. And Trentino Volley again in Verona in the final. They were not favorites. A number of great players in the Trentino Volley, probably financially more money for that team. Brazilians in that team, some of the best Italian volleyball players, it was Alexander Shlivka, it was Tonyuti, it was Kaczmarek and Semienyuk who proved to be a better team. Especially in those one-on-one situations, Alexander Shlivka was able to trick the Trentino volley players, and first two sets went to Zach Sakandjian-Kozhle after a great run of serves through Kamil Semienyuk in the first and second set. In the third set, it is usually said that if you don't win three sets to nil, then you're bound to lose three sets to two. But that was not to happen. In the third set, indeed, it was Trentino Volley who came back strong. But in the fourth set, it was Kaczmarek who got the serve. In the final serve, it was an ace, and Zaxa could celebrate their fantastic win. That team may not come back next season. Tonyuti, the setter, a fantastic French player who got the better of Trentino Volley in the final, he is not going to play for Zaxa next season. He's joining the local rival Jastrzębski Węgiel in the Polish first division. Other players may not be there, and the coach Nikola Grbicz, a brilliant setter in his own time as a player, but also a really good coach. He's being lured by Italian teams to join them, to coach them next season. So we'll see how that situation develops. But for the time being, it is Zach Sakandjian-Kozhle. They are on the roof of the world. They are the champions of the most coveted trophy in European and the world of volleyball, apart obviously from the national teams and Olympics. But this is the first time that the Polish team managed to be the champions. In 2012, it was PGE Skrabohatów who were close, and if it wasn't for an error made by a referee in the match point, they could have probably won against Zenit Kazan. Then, 3 years later, Asseco Resovia Rzeszów were playing against the same team of Zenit Kazan, but lost three sets to nil. There were a number of third spots, fourth places in the Champions League. Zaxa, Resovia, Skraja, Jastrzębski Węgiel, all of these Polish teams were challenging but were unable to get the most coveted trophy, the crown of the Champions League. But this time, it was Grupa Azoty, Zaxa, Kędzierzyn-Koźle and Nikola Grbicz, their coach, who were number one, who are the champions of the Champions League. And they are now on the roof of the world, just like in the Spear of Destiny song, Roof of the World. Spear of Destiny, Roof of the World, Kirk Brandon and Spear of Destiny are singing You'll Get Along, standing on the roof of the world. I'm not sure if Zach Sakinjej and Kojda will get along standing on the roof of the world, but they are there now and they can celebrate. They may not be back next season, but they are on top of the world at the moment. The rivalry between Red Bull Racing and Mercedes is heating up. The Grand Prix Portugal in Portimao was held over the weekend in qualifications. It was Valtteri Bottas, surprisingly, who got to the pole position, beating Lewis Hamilton by just 0.007 of a second. Max Verstappen was third and Sergio Perez of Red Bull was fourth. Max Verstappen could have had a chance to be on pole position, but he went off the track and one of his runs was cancelled. So no surprises in the qualifying. In the race itself, everything started the usual way, so no overtaking initially, but then it was Kimi Raikkonen who clipped the rear of Giovinazzi and had to finish the race. Safety car was brought on. It was a green Mercedes this time. After safety car is gone, it was Max Verstappen who surprised Lewis Hamilton and overtook him on the first corner after the safety car went off. That was a surprising move. Lewis Hamilton, that was not his usual self, but he came back and Max Verstappen made a mistake and he got that place back. Valtteri Bottas couldn't really hold on to the pace of Lewis Hamilton. So Lewis Hamilton managed to pass him and then just was extending his lead over Valtteri Bottas, and after the pit stop even Max Verstappen was able to overtake the Finn. It was not a good race for Finn, although obviously pole position, third place overall, not bad, but he's not really competitive against Max Verstappen or Lewis Hamilton, because this is really the rivalry that is heating up. It wasn't the 30-50 seconds that Lewis Hamilton had over the rest of the field last season at Portimao Grand Prix Portugal. It was just about 4-3 seconds, but enough. Lewis Hamilton raced an impeccable race. He was never really challenged, although towards the end it was Valtteri Bottas and Max Verstappen who got to the pit. Were trying to get the fastest lap, because you can get a one point for setting the fastest lap. It was Valtteri Bottas first who got that fastest lap, and then Max Verstappen got just a little better. So 1 point for Max Verstappen, 8 points advantage of Lewis Hamilton over Max Verstappen in the World Championship. It was 97th win for Lewis Hamilton in Grand Prix, and obviously he is now a big favorite to win it all in the World Championship this season. His 8th World Championship, in which he would then overtake Michael Schumacher as the most successful driver of all time. The rivalry, as I mentioned, is heating up. Red Bull Racing has got a car that is similar to Mercedes in terms of speed, in terms of power. The engine is working really well, but the difference at the moment is still Lewis Hamilton and his error-free, impeccable racing. That is the difference. But obviously both Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton, that rivalry is good for Formula One. There's no bad blood between them. They overtake each other in a sort of controlled fashion. Situations as between Alain Prost, Ayrton Senna, Michael Schumacher and others, where there was a lot of bad blood. That bad blood is still not there. Maybe it's going to come, but at the moment it is the rivalry that is being run quite cleanly. In terms of other places, Sergio Perez was fourth in Grand Prix Portugal. Lando Norris, it was another superb fifth for McLaren. Charles Leclerc of Ferrari was sixth. Esteban Ocon and Fernando Alonso seventh and eighth for Alpine. That's a former Renault team. That's surprising that this team is performing so well this season. Then we had Daniel Ricciardo for McLaren in the ninth place and Pierre Gasly in AlphaTauri in tenth. No bad blood between Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton as yet, but the rivalry is heating up, and we may see that bad blood soon, just like in Working Men's Club song, Bad Blood. In the track titled Bad Blood, this band from West Yorkshire. It has been quite an interesting weekend for golf. We had two tournaments running concurrently, one in European tour, played in Tenerife. Tenerife Open. It's the second already tournament in Canary Islands, and also a PGA Tour tournament, Valspar Championship, that was being played in Florida. Let's start with the European Tour. It is surprising that the Spaniards are not playing that well. Also, the Canary Islands native Rafa Cabrero Bello, who participated in the first tournament in Gran Canaria, he wasn't playing that well. He made cut, but he was something around the 40th, 50th place. Then went over to the US to play in Valspar and didn't make cut. So Rafa Cabrera Bello, not in the greatest of forms, but who was in a good form? Certainly the South African Dean Burmester. He played brilliant game on Sunday. He got a 62 score, 9 under, and won comfortably with 25 under par. 63, 68, 66, and 62 on the final, in the final round. Initially, on the final day, he was being challenged by Adrian Merong, the only Polish representative in the European Tour. Adrian Merong started really well and was 4 under after the 9 holes, then managed to get even to 5 under for the round, but his problems started on the 16th tee when he put the shot into the bunker. The ball was buried. He managed to get out of that bunker beautifully, but he relaxed a little too much after this and he missed a short putt. So that was that held him one back. On the 17th, he managed to save par, but on the 18th, he didn't utilize the opportunity to go low, because this is really a par 5 that you should score a birdie or better. He was off the green. His chip went a little too long. He didn't manage to convert the birdie putt and finished with 19 under. That opened the door for Von Dellinghausen, who had much more luck on that same hole. He was starting the hole with 18 under, but his drive was great and his iron shot, he looked as if it was going to the right, but a nice lucky bounce that made the ball end up about 5, maybe 8 feet below the hole. He converted and got to the second place. Through this, he managed to get €150,000, whereas Merong, who got through the third place, shared with Samuja, they only earned about €77,000. So that was a costly error for Merong on the 16th and the last hole. But the day belonged to Dean Burmester, as I mentioned, 9 under in the final round, and his win was never really in doubt after the first 9 holes. In the PGA Tour, a Valspar Championship was being held in Florida. After 3 rounds, Sam Burns was sharing the lead with Keegan Bradley, and it looked as if Keegan Bradley may be taking this opportunity better, or maybe his nerves settled a little earlier. But then he made a crucial mistake on the 13th hole when he put his 9 iron into the water, double bogey, and Sam Burns then developed a 2-shot, 3-shot lead, which he never relinquished. Sam Burns is part of that new wave of golfers, together with Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa and Matthew Wolff, but it took him a little longer to get his first win on the PGA Tour, mainly because he broke his ankle and had to recover for a long time, but he was able to hold off the challenge of Keegan Bradley. He had all his family there present. His wife, his parents were all there, and he got quite emotional after that win. Justin Thomas He played really well from a tee to green, but his putting was awful. But still, being finishing a tight 13, he was able to overtake Bryson DeChambeau in the FedEx Cup standing. So Thomas, if he improves his putting, which I'm sure he will, because he's a hard worker, and his putting generally is pretty good. It was quite unusual that his putting deserted him so badly. But Thomas will be back, and obviously he'll be ready for that major PGA Championship coming in 2 weeks' time. Keegan Bradley sees silver lining after his second place, after he put that ball into the water on the 13th. He still believes he plays really well, and he's in a good position to be in going into a couple of tournaments, especially obviously the major tournament PGA Championship. A great run continues for Hovland. Victor Hovland is, as I mentioned, part of that new wave of golfers. He's playing really well. He already won in the PGA Tour. He got to the third place with a nice run, a round of 65, a really good round, and he continues developing into one of the biggest challengers on the PGA Tour. Abraham Anser, it was a good tournament for him as well. He got into the tight third place, played really well, and converted a birdie putt on the 18th hole. So good position to be in for Abraham Anser. A lot has been happening all on the PGA Tour and European Tour. Sam Burns is playing well, although he's probably taking it a little slower, taking a little longer to develop than his colleagues from the university, from college golf. Similarly, Arjan Meronk, he is taking a little longer, but they are steadily moving up in the golfing hierarchy. We have a song for them, a slow tie, a feel away. This is the way they're moving up the golf world ladder.
We don't go on dates, we went our separate ways, and we don't conversate. She said I'm playing games, she said she feels trapped, stuck up in this fucking maze. How you been? I've been better than yesterday, and it was just a day. You know I don't complain, standing in the rain, soaking wet, trying to demonstrate that I don't feel away. I never hesitate. What's on your mind? Can you say what you're thinking, babe? I'm too sure for my pockets, no, that's bollocks. Walking through my mind, it's a forest, don't get lost again. Said you want a cottage with a fireplace, sitting by the fire with marshmallows in a chocolate fake. You felt low, I took you higher than a note from Mariah. And still you got the cheek to even try and call me liar. One up in the oven, trying to trap me in barbed wire. Put a baby in your stomach if that's what you desire. Suddenly not half a man I used to be, but truthfully ain't half a bitch you could it be. It's not you, so I guess it's me. It's not you, so I guess it's me. Suddenly not half a man I used to be, but truthfully ain't half a bitch you could it be. It's not you, so I guess it's me.
This time out, 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 have one hand free. This has nothing to do with me. Nothing, nothing. I leave the den in my car.
This time out.
Slow Tie in the song titled Feel Away with great vocals by James Blake. Two tournaments in tennis are being played in Madrid, both in WTA and ATP. WTA started a little earlier, so we now have already the round of 16 yesterday. Petra Kvitova beat Kudermetova of Russia 6-3, 4-6, 6-4. The Spaniard Badosa beat Sevastova of Latvia 6-7, 7-6, 6-0, 6-love. And Jaber, the Tunisian, was beaten by Belinda Bencic of Switzerland 7-6, 4-3, and then she retired. Yesterday was also a duel between Ashley Barty, number one ranked player in the world, and also seeded number one in this tournament, Ashley Barty, and Iga Świątek, who is now ranked 15th in the world and 14th seeded in this tournament. But what was interesting in this matchup was the fact that it was a matchup between the current champion of Roland Garros and the former champion of Roland Garros from 2019. Ashley Barty won it in 2019 and Iga Świątek in 2020. It was a very interesting matchup. Iga Świątek started really well and she opened a 3-love lead, but then Ashley Barty came storming back. She won three games in a row. Then the game continued with each player holding their serve, but finally Ashley Barty managed to break Iga Świątek's serve and won the first set 7-5. In the second set, Ashley Barty broke early, but then Iga Świątek had a number of chances to break back. She was leading 40-love on Ashley Barty's serve, but was unable to convert. And finally, Ashley Barty won 6-4. So it was 7-5, 6-4 for Ashley Barty. Iga Świątek lost. This was, I'm sure, a learning experience. Iga Świątek wasn't playing really well with her first serve. The percentage of the first serve was really low. So this is something that she will need to work on. And obviously, Roland Garros matchup, that would have been much more important. This is just a sort of a warm-up before the Roland Garros. So this was the round of 16, four games being played yesterday. We have another four games in round of 16 upcoming today. Mertens will be playing Simona Halep, seeded number 3. Sabalenka will play Jessica Pegula. Sakkari of Greece will play Muchova and Pavlyuchenkova, Jennifer Brady. In parallel, we have ATP Masters Tournament in Madrid as well, although this started only on the 2nd of May, so we just had a few games in the first round where Lloyd Harris beat Grigor Dimitrov. That was a rather surprising result, 6-3, 3-6, 7-6. Daniel Evans, the British number one, beat Jeremy Chardy 7-6, 6-7, 6-2, and a number of games are going to be played today with Hubert Hurkacz, who will play Milman of Australia, and that game will be played at 11 a.m. And it will be an interesting matchup if Hubert Hurkacz manages to win against John Millman, because he will meet again Daniel Evans, who beat him in Monte Carlo. That will be a good time for a revenge for Hubert Hurkacz. Early days yet on ATP Masters Tournament in Madrid, just the first round, and we will have quarterfinals for WTA already starting tomorrow. Iga Świątek still unable to beat number one Ashley Barty, but nobody said it was going to be easy after that win in Roland Garros last year. Just like in the song by Coldplay, nobody said it was easy. Coldplay and The Scientist. Thank you. Play in the track title The Scientist is Iga Świątek the scientist? Perhaps not, but she hired a scientist. She's got a scientist at her side, and Daria Abramović, her psychologist, is a scientist, and maybe she will help her get back to the Roland Garros crown, to get to be to defend the Roland Garros crown next month. The NFL season, the American football season, only starts in September, but everybody is very much interested in the draft. The draft was being held over the weekend. Who is the winner and who is the loser of the draft? Certainly, Chicago Bears made an aggressive move in the first round. They got they traded a draft pick from the 20th draft pick into the 11th from New York Giants. That was quite surprising because New York Giants ownership or manager, he doesn't do any favors, just as New York is usually don't. But this time he traded with Chicago, and it was surprising that Justin Fields, an impressive quarterback out of Ohio State, was still available at number 11. Chicago made an aggressive move, and that made all the fans in Chicago really, really happy, because Justin Fields has got quite a number of successes being quarterback of Ohio State, and he may provide the necessary uplift to the Chicago Bears organization. Also, there were some other moves that Ryan Pace, the general manager of Chicago Bears, made. He made a move to get Tevin Jenkins, the right tackle, in the second round. He was still available there, and he made an aggressive move for him. Also, he was able to pick up Thomas Graham Jr., the cornerback, who was still available in the sixth round. So the Chicago Bears are the winners, certainly winners of that draft. That draft started well, as expected. Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville Jaguars with the number one pick. Zach Wilson went to New York Jets. Of course, everybody's questioning whether that's really the right move. And then there was a surprise at number three. Everyone expected San Francisco 49ers to go for Cam Jones out of Alabama, who got that championship against Justin Fields, Ohio State. But they opted for Trey Lance. That meant that Cam Jones was still available at number 15. Dean in the draft. That meant that another winner of the draft was the New England Patriots, who didn't have to trade anything for, they didn't have to pay anything in terms of draft capital, but still were able to pick up a quarterback, Cam Jones, who could be that replacement for Tom Brady that they were looking for. This is the quarterback that can pass really accurately from the pocket, and that style of play would suit the New England Patriots, who can just open their playbook and give it to Cam Jones. So New England Patriots were also winners in that draft. Chicago Bears happy, New England Patriots happy. Also, Los Angeles Chargers quite happy with the draft. Who is not happy? Certainly Pittsburgh Steelers. They picked up some of the players that everybody's questioning the decisions, and also Green Bay Packers, but maybe for some other reason. Green Bay Packers, they picked up a quarterback in the last year's draft, which made their star Aaron Rodgers quite unhappy. And then that unhappiness continues, because Aaron Rodgers on the first day of the draft announces that he wants out, that he wants out of Green Bay. He's got enough. He wants to continue his career somewhere else. That could everyone stand. The San Francisco 49ers inquired immediately whether he was available. The answer was no, we're not trading him. But if a quarterback is unhappy where he is, he usually gets what he wants. So if he's unhappy, then perhaps someone can actually pick him up. Someone can add him to the roster for this season. That would make Chicago Bears fans even happier, because now having Justin Fields at the quarterback and their arch rival, Green Bay Packers, not having Aaron Rodgers, that would put Chicago Bears in a commanding position in the NFC North. Is that going to happen? Possibly. So the Chicago Bears, they didn't expect much out of this draft. Andy Dalton is someone that they hired as a quarterback. Chicago fans were unhappy about that, but they went to hell and back. Now they're in heaven with Justin Fields. Bakar, that is reflecting that journey. Bakar, hell and back. That song for the Chicago Bears fans.
tell where my head was at when you found me. Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely. I missed a lot of love with a lot of drugs, then I found you. She liked petty crime, she had green eyes like Mountain Dew. And where she go, I'll never know, her friends bounce to. I guess it's their loss, cause they'll never know what we'll amount to. And would you be my light, be my yellow? PYT, walking down Portobello, put a smile on his face. At the end of the day, MDMA helped us fly away. Who'd have known you would save my life? Who'd have known you would fly my kite? Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely. I was blessed cause you knew I was low. Head gone rolling off the throne. I remember we was in the park. Late night made love on the grass. Got my head in the clouds counting all my stars. In my ear said the world was ours. But to hell and back to heal my wounds. Cause it gets like that, wrong side of the moon. No Tutankhamun, you're my Cleopatra. No side thing, don't need a backer. Need a real one, don't need an actor. A lost one today, think you want a BAFTA. Come and be my girl. Yeah. Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely.
Car, hell and back is reflecting the journey that the Chicago Bears fan took when Chicago Bears management hired Andy Dalton, but then managed to move aggressively in the draft, and now Justin Fields is the Chicago Bears' new quarterback. Let's move to football. The European leagues are entering the deciding phase of their championships. It looked as if Bayern Munich would be the first champion out of these major leagues, but Bayern Munich lost to Mainz last weekend, and Bundesliga had an off weekend this week for the Bundesliga for the German Association Cup. So Inter Milan took the spotlight. Inter celebrates Serie A title win, Scudetto, first time in 11 years. Inter beat Crotone 2-0, but required some help because Atalanta didn't win against Sassuolo, only managed to get a draw, and that meant Internazionale are now 13 points clear in the first place with 4 games remaining. And their triumph just ends the 9 consecutive title wins for Juventus Turin. Large crowds have gathered in Milan piazzas celebrating Inter's first title since winning Serie A, Coppa Italia and Champions League in 2010. This is when Jose Mourinho was their coach. And this is their 19th Scudetto overall, which is one more than their arch rival, local rival, Milan, who have got now 18, but well behind 36 league titles held by Juventus. Juventus have struggled this season. They were not playing really well under the new coach Andrea Pirlo, but they beat the Udinese 2-1, being down early. So they are still fighting for that place in the top four. Now they are holding 2 points advantage over Napoli, who only managed to get a draw. So we have now Inter, Atalanta, Milan and Juventus occupying the four spots which would qualify them for the Champions League. Napoli are 2 points behind. In La Liga, Leo Messi led Barcelona to a 3-2 win against Valencia. They were down early but managed to get back, and that win keeps them 2 points behind Atletico Madrid, who managed to get a win, and they are equal on points with Real Madrid. So everything is to play for. Atletico still being top, and Barcelona and Real Madrid lurking behind on 74 points, 2 points behind. Sevilla is placed four in La Liga. Elsewhere in the Dutch First Division, Ajax were crowned Dutch champions after winning against Emmen 4-0. So Ajax are champions of the Dutch First Division. And the race for the Ligue 1 championship is heating up with Lille and Paris Saint-Germain both winning. So Lille maintains just 1 point lead over Paris Saint-Germain, and Lyon is just behind 4 points the leader. So that championship is still to be won. So surprisingly, Paris Saint-Germain has got some issues in winning the French championship this season. Elsewhere in Premier League, we had a very important game that never took place, which is the game between Manchester United and Liverpool. That was supposed to be the highlight of the weekend, but the pitch was invaded by the Manchester United fans, unhappy with how the Glazers family are running Manchester United, and that game had to be postponed. Elsewhere, Chelsea added misery to Fulham, which are almost relegated, by beating them 2-0, and solidifying Chelsea, solidifying their position in their quest to be one of the top four teams who qualify to the Champions League. Southampton held Leicester to a 1-1 draw. Leicester would be unhappy with that result. They were playing against a 10-man Southampton, but were unable to use that opportunity. Brighton beat Leeds 2-0 and all but secured their place in the Premier League for next season. Arsenal beat Newcastle 2-0, and West Ham is continuing their run, their Cinderella run, really, when they beat Burnley last night 2-1 through 2 goals of Mikel Antonio. They went down early through Chris Wood penalty on the 19th minute, but then Mikel Antonio got a header from so far cross, and then another great opportunity that was created by Said Benrahma, who crossed the ball from the left-hand side this time, and Mikel Antonio, Antonio connected, scoring his second goal for West Ham. West Ham beat Burnley 2-1, and they are still dreaming about that Champions League spot. They are 3 points behind Chelsea, but who will stop them from dreaming? West Ham, obviously, Chelsea will be heavy favorites to continue or to occupy, to keep that fourth spot, but West Ham will not give up so easily. Sweet dreams for West Ham and their challenge to the big six clubs who were supposed to have secured their position by creating the European Super League, but now have to fight for their spot in the Champions League for next season against the likes of West Ham or Leicester City. Sweet dreams, Eurythmics. With Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams, we'll conclude today's daily sports news on Radio Sport at radiosport.online on the 4th of May 2021. DJ Spazza says goodbye.